don't know why you agreed to this. You gave up all your authority, all control over your own life when you took this path, remember? I'm just telling you how it will be. Are you still etching, honey? Do you want to stop? Okay. Oh, okay. You just stopped. I actually meant you could come. No. Just put it away. It's probably better this way. It's so funny. I spent ages worrying that I wasn't providing you with relief. But you really need to be denied. Don't you disagree with me, bitch. You just put your cock away without coming. What does that say about you? Don't you dare apologize to me. Never apologize. You simply acknowledge my will and submit to it. Yes, it says you want to be denied. I like your silence. Waiting to see what I will say. What I want. What my orders are. You like it too? Yes. Is it stressful at work? Having to make all those decisions. Needing to perform in your role as a man. Because you're not really a man, are you? No. You can pretend. And pretend very well. But you need to decompress. Turn it off. Like any actor does. For most men, real men, it's not an act. They lead naturally. They just are. Fucking a beautiful woman just lets them exert their dominance. Gives them relief of all that built-up energy. I suppose in the wild, man would beat up some other male to release his energy. Or fuck one of their mates in front of everyone else to show their pack dominance. But that's not you. No. Society lets a man like you excel in other ways. You're smart, imaginative, caring. You can build a team and direct them to do marvelous things. You use your brain and your social skills, your imagination. But you live in this male world where you have to act a part. It must be very conflicting. Well, don't worry, honey. You're safe with me. I'll let you put all that away. You can just turn off the act and the need to lead and just follow me. Follow my will. Don't even think. Just obey. Oh, is there a glimmer of doubt there? Is there? It's because I threatened you before, isn't it? I wish I hadn't done that. Listen to me, my love. I will never betray you. No matter what happens, I will not reveal you. I don't have pictures of you, or any evidence that you're a weak, submissive sissy. Nothing that I'll threaten to expose. I don't want to make you do anything you don't already long for yourself. Nothing. And I never will. If you displease me, I will punish you, not expose you. I will hurt you badly. I may even put you away from me, withdraw my affection for a while. That, I think, would be punishment enough for you. Oh, fuck, honey. You barely reacted when I said I would hurt you, but... oh, God. How you winced when I said I might withdraw from you. Oh, you have it bad, don't you? What do you need to do? Yes. Just obey. Let it sink in, baby. Trust me. Obey me. Now, tell me, sir, how do you feel now? I know. You can hardly believe it. No, stop. That's not really how you feel, is it? What's going on in your head? Oh dear. Do you know you hung your head down when you said that? That you want to trust me, but you have doubts? It's okay. It's a lot to take on board, isn't it? No, I'm not going to give you some proof. Your trust will come in time. But I can help it along. You doubt because you're still thinking. Letting that willful, rational part of your brain run out of control. We need to turn that off. Suppress it for a while. Do you know how we'll do that? Together? No. No. Don't be silly. No. No. Stop guessing. It happens here every day. Yes. Good boy. Fucking. Not making love. Fucking. Brutal. Dominant. Fucking. All these girls. They're smart. They have egos and brains and desires. But they put them aside every single day. It's an act of will, of self-control, to let yourself be degraded and used over and over. But the fucking itself helps. It helps a lot. I know. Will we do that? Yeah. Are you scared? No. Are you lying to me? To yourself? Yes. You are. It's painful to admit, isn't it? Do you want me to slap your face again? Yes. It helps to get it out, doesn't it? Helps to suppress your ego. To submit. Now, are you scared? Yes, Of course you are. It's natural. You're right to be scared. It's going to hurt. A lot. I'm going to be vicious and brutal with you. And there will be psychological effects. You'll feel cheapened and humiliated. You'll need to embrace those feelings, baby. We both need you to turn off that real man act you've been playing for so long. It's hard for you, I know. You think you're submitting to me now, but there's still resistance. You still doubt. If you were truly submitting to me, there would be no doubt, would there? No, you see? You still have fears and resistance. But we can work on that together. I will break down all your will and ego. Break your spirit. Will you work with me on that? It really will help if you just become my fucktoy. Good boy. I can see some of that fear in your eyes. But that'll be gone soon. Come here, honey. Are your knees sore? Okay. Sit up a little and put your head on my lap. Okay, that's nice, isn't it? You like me stroking your hair? Yes. Now, I'm going to fuck you in your anus with a strap on. It's going to be painful and degrading. The important thing, though, is that you are going to find it very sexually arousing, despite yourself. Even so, it can be hard for a man to have an anal orgasm the very first time he's pegged. And it's important that you do your little squirt. We need you to associate sex with me in the dominant role. And with your shameful, submissive feelings. And we need you to let go of the remaining man shell you've constructed around yourself. No, don't worry about why. I will do the thinking for you. It'll be much easier if you just let yourself be used. Think of yourself as just a sleeve for my cock, okay? Yes, I feel you quivering there. It's okay. Do you want to say something, my love? Fuck. Well done, baby. I could see how hard it was for you to say that. You had to almost choke it out. It looked almost painful. But of course you can wear my panties while I fuck you. Oh, no need to explain. They'll help you feel submissive. I thought about telling you to wear something feminine, but you suggesting it yourself is so much better. Have you worn panties before? Ah, I thought so. Oh, that's so darling. You have a collection at home? Oh my. You're even more of a sissy than I imagined. Now, look away. I'm going to take my skirt and panties off. Go on. Look at the wall while you take off your pants and shoes. Good boy. Here they are. Oh, baby, your hands are trembling. Oh, silly. Do you want to cuddle first? Yes, you can put your arms around me.
Oh, that's so gentle and nice.
Do you feel like a sexy little girl? A virgin bride? Okay, put them on. Then put your hands on the desk. Face away, baby. That's nice. Lean away from me. Let me have a look at your ass and that black satin. It's really sexy. Does it feel good to display yourself like this? You want to look sweet and submissive for your lover? Let your fear shine through a bit. Okay, just a minute. I want to get these straps nice and tight for you. Spreader bar? It'd be kind of poetic to use it on you, but let's save that for another time. Maybe when you're a bit more resistant. When you've learned to fear. Reach behind you. Yeah, like that. No turning around. Yes, it's lube. Come on, pull the panties aside. Yeah, they are kind of flimsy. Early on, I learned not to buy the kind with a firm leg or waistband. Loose and flexible. That's the way to go when a man doesn't bother taking them off to reach your holes. Yeah, finger the lube up in there. More. You want to get it in deep. Come on. Yeah, spread it over your hole. Okay. Look at that, we finished the tube. Yeah, I put my heels back on. Gives me a little more height. You like my hands on your shoulders? Anticipation. You feel that? Nudging between your cheeks. Feels like there's no way it'll fit, right? Don't worry. An anus is surprisingly accommodating. But you will feel a terrible urge to grip on it with your muscles. Don't. It will just make it more painful. And only make me angry and more violent. It really will help if you just think of yourself as a cock sleeve. Really. Your job is to give this shaft a nice, easy passage into your ass. Let it glide in. Don't reject it. Welcome it in. Pressure now. I'm being gentle. Say, I'm April's little whore. Yes. Out loud, honey. Oh, yes, I like that. It helps you to submit. Makes you more submissive. More accommodating. Say it again, my darling. Oh, yes. Oh, I like the falsetto. I'm gonna slide it out a little. No. Don't retreat. Good girl.
I'm just sliding out to go back in deeper. Oh, don't tense, don't tense.
No. Bad bitch. Don't make me get the spreader.
Ah! Fuck! Are you resisting me?
When I kick your feet apart, it means keep them apart.
Oh, yes. Oh, fuck yes. Oh, oh, fuck yes. Oh, sir. Oh, you like that? Yeah? You like having your earlobe sucked? Hmm? You feel my waist against your ass? My thighs against yours? Oh, I'm buried in you. Oh, yes, that's it. Whimper. Come on, say your mantra again.
I'm April's little whore.
Oh, yes. Oh, yes. Oh, fuck yeah. Oh, this feels so good. Oh, yes. Uh-huh. Come on, honey. Don't just whimper. Vocalize. You need to play your part. Tell me how you love being my whore. Oh, yes. More. Degrade yourself. Oh, we're doing this for us, remember? To cement our relationship. Oh. Oh, yes. Oh, you're my sweet little cunt. Oh, yes, I know you love it. Oh, fuck. Oh, I love fucking you. Oh, my little ass bitch. Feel of my groin slapping against your ass. Yes? Oh, my knees between yours. Oh, honey. You haven't felt anything yet. You like that? Your hair in my fist? Oh, yes, baby. Oh, baby, yeah. Back up to me. Uh-huh. Show me you want it. Want my cock. Oh, you are my bitch, aren't you? Oh, the panties look so good. But I'm still gonna tear them off. Oh, yes. That's better. Put your arms behind you so I can grip them. Uh-huh. More? Yes, more. Oh, fuck. You feel that? Your arms pinned. Oh, your head pulled back by your hair. Oh, what are you now? Oh, so good, baby. You are just a cunt for me. Oh, yes, baby. Louder. There's no one near you but me. Oh, oh, Christ, this is so fucking raw. Oh, my clit is fucking grinding into the strap-on. Into you. Oh, who's the fucking boss now, huh? Cunt? Oh, I know, honey. Oh, I know. I love you, too. I fucking love you. You see? Oh, you just need to be fucked like a dirty little cunt. Oh, look at me. Look at me. I'm coming. I'm coming. Oh, fuck. Oh, yes. Oh, twist around. Fucking look me in the eyes as I come with my cock in your pretty little hole. Oh, yeah. Oh, yes. Mm-hmm. Oh, be my fucking bitch. Cunt. Love. Oh. Oh. Oh, Jesus wept. Oh, fuck. Did you? I don't even care, I think. Oh, yeah. Oh, baby. It's all over the desk. Oh, God. Jesus, there's like a pint of jizz dripping onto the floor. Oh, man. It has taken me 2 years to get you to come like that. Sir. Oh, wait. Huh. Okay. Oh, yes. It's okay. Yeah. Come to me. Oh. Put your arms around me. Uh-huh. Kiss me. Mm. Mm. Mm-hmm. Faking? Oh, honey, how can you even ask? Here. Put your hand on my thigh. You feel that? Trembling. Don't. Don't say shit like that, baby. I don't do fake. What are you looking for? Out there. Seriously? This isn't one of your stupid pornos. You think I've got the whole office out there to listen in? A hidden camera. Shit. If I weren't so postcoital, I'd fucking beat your ass for that. No. Just come here. Yes, in my arms. If I wanted to trap you, I'd have just done it. No. This is real. This is me and you. We're starting our lives together. With me as your evil cuckoldress. And you as my sissy bitch. And we're a team, okay? And I love you so much. And I know you love me. I don't need to trap you or blackmail you. Why? Yes, because you want this, and so do I. I get to have a perfect husband who worships me and all the cock I want. You are going to do whatever I want, and you'll love me for it. Yes. Come on, get your pants on. Oh no, the panties are ruined. Go commando. Love, fetch my skirt for me while I get this off. What's that, baby? Aw. You need a bit more love and attention from mommy, huh? Oh, there, there. That's my good boy. Yeah? I know, your office isn't the most comforting place. When I have a man over in my bed, you can come and nuzzle on me after he's gone. No, we won't be sleeping together. I don't think it would be appropriate, do you? No. Well, you are my boss, after all. Oh, come on, I'm fucking starving. Haven't you heard my stomach growl? What do we have to eat at home? Well, that won't do. No! We're not ordering in. You can go to the market on the way home and get something to cook for me. Yes. Welcome to the rest of your life, honey.